body flush with heat, felt her heart quicken along with a deep heaviness she'd never experienced before. She wanted him to touch her. He dipped his head as if he'd kiss her. But just as their lips would have touched, he buried his face in her hair and inhaled. Not sure what to do, she cupped his head in her hand and wrapped her other arm around him. She was unprepared for just how good it would feel to hold him like this. He smelled of leather and sharp spices, of all man. His thick white hair was feather soft as it brushed against her face and made her shiver. She could feel his muscles rippling under her hand, the softness of his blonde hair in her palm. Jericho buried his face in the crook of her neck as he imagined all the things he wanted to do to her, as he tried to imagine how good she would taste. He wanted desperately to breathe her in. The sensation of her hands on his body right now, it was heaven, and it was hell. He didn't want to feel like this. He didn't want to be weak ever again, and definitely not for another person, to have someone control him. The last time he had allowed himself to feel for someone, he had lost everything, even his dignity. Angry at the thought, he growled low in his throat and tore himself out of her grasp. He didn't need softness or comfort. He didn't need to be touched. Zeus had taught him that. He could survive well enough on his own with no one around him. He was stronger that way. "Stay away from me," he snarled at her. She looked baffled by his words.
"You came at me."
"Don't press me, woman."
She narrowed her eyes.
"You know, this whole emotion thing is new to me, too. I don't know how to cope with all these conflicting things, and you yelling at me isn't exactly helping, man."
"Don't raise your voice to me."
"Ditto, buddy, ditto."
She hadn't realized she had drawn near to him again until she was looking up at him, toe to toe. The rage inside him actually hurt her. But there was nothing she could do for him. Nothing at all. And the frustration of that made her want to withdraw to some place where she could feel safe again.
"I just want to go home."
Jericho did a mental flinch at those softly spoken words. It was a cry that he had echoed so many times the first century he had been banished that it was still a raw, aching need in his heart. How many times had he closed his eyes and remembered the sound of Nike's laughter, the beauty of being respected? All he'd wanted was to change what he had done and to beg forgiveness from them so that he could go home too. But over time, he had learned not to want, learned not to remember. At least he wasn't degrading or torturing her like they had done to him.
"You'd better get used to it here. Soon there won't be a home for you to return to."
She was aghast.
"You would kill your own mother."
There was nothing but coldness inside him where the goddess Styx was concerned.
"My mother was the one who stripped my powers from me and turned me out into the world. What do you think?"
"I think your mother should be beaten for her cruelty, and probably Zeus too. But the rest of us shouldn't have to die because the two of them were wrong."
Yes, but that wasn't good enough to appease his anger, not by a long shot.
"You know nothing about revenge."
"You're right, I don't. All I know is how to protect people. It's all I've ever done."
"Because you're a mindless automaton."
She lifted her chin.
"Better a mindless automaton who protects than a rampaging murderer without any regard for others. Just because my emotions were bound, it doesn't make me mindless any more than you were while you carried out Zeus's punishments before your banishment. Hephaestus told me how he begged you not to hurt Prometheus, yet you stood over Hephaestus, making him shackle the god to the rock so that he could be torn apart every single day for the rest of eternity.
And you see how well that turned out. Believe me, I have paid dearly for my mindless obedience. If I could go back, I would have driven my sword through Zeus when I had the chance.
Delphine put her hands up and choked the air between them.
But you didn't! You did the right thing! And now I ask you to do the right thing again. Join our side in this battle. Don't let evil take over the world.
He laughed bitterly.
You do realize that the one and only time in my life I did the right thing, I was cursed for it. That fact doesn't really motivate me to repeat the experience. When Zeus asked if any god would stand up for me, they all turned their backs. They're the ones who started this, all of them. Now I intend to finish it and them. The world be damned.
And it will be, she said, choking on the hopeless grief that welled up inside her.
It will be.
She drew a deep breath before she spoke again.
Then what will become of you?
Does it matter?
If it doesn't matter to you, how can it possibly matter to someone else?
He curled his lip.
Don't twist my words with your bullshit psychology. No one likes me, boo-hoo. I really don't give a shit. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have an army to meet and train.
He vanished. Delphine expelled a long breath as the air around her cleared. His anger and pain were so thick, it was virtually tangible. What would it take to reach him? Was it even possible? But the saddest part was that she couldn't blame him even a little for his reaction. What had been done to him had been wrong, unforgivable. How would she have reacted in his place? To save a life and have it ruin yours? Trade-off seemed so unfair. And the clock was ticking. Time would be up soon. If he can't be turned, he must be destroyed. There was no other way.